This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. A Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate production. Each of us runs a different pace in life.
As a millennial or someone coming of age into adulthood, this is a lot of things to process. And a lot of things that you want can't happen now because a lot of things are
in love, friendships, and our own self-worth. As we embark on these journeys, we hold the hope to learn a little more each day.
Why can't I have whatever they have? And oftentimes I find myself comparing my progress, comparing what I have with other people, even like in the slightest way. It seems like it's a...
As we survive and thrive to be stronger.
You are really sure and aware of your being as a person and your truth, your core, your everything. Anything that you put out in the table won't be used against you.
So I'd like to welcome you all to love, growth, and freedom.
The different kinds of love that we could see in this world and on the idea of how love is crazy and how love has different meanings for all of us.
A podcast that believes in love, inspires growth, and advocates freedom. Let me be your friend, your guide, as we all ride the crazy adventure called life, powered by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate.
Hey, lovies, and we're back again with another episode about gratefulness. So, what now? You've started to learn how to be grateful for the things that you have. What are your best practices, and what are the biggest challenges for you in learning to be more grateful with life itself and its glorious process? So, again, we've been talking about glorious gratitude. And what does it do? And I've given you all the facts in our first episode of this season of why or what practicing gratitude has to bring us. What are the benefits and the importance of practicing gratitude? And I want to tell you now the good things about practicing this are the ones I told you. It gives you that clarity of mind, gives you that joy and peace inside that you know that you have things that you're working on and it's working and it's getting you where you want to be and all of those. You know, what were the things that gave you that peace and that joy of having it for yourself? And, you know, we all know gratitude is hard to give sometimes because of pride and a lot of things. But if you look at how our lives are built and how our lives are put into place right now, it's pretty much all we could do sometimes is to be grateful for the things that we have, are supposed to receive, the opportunities that arise for us. And for me, I don't know if that's for you or for me, but gratitude feels very well or very great for me. If you express it, if you're able to give it, and if you're able to receive it from people around you, it makes you feel happier, fulfilled, just joyful in general. So today we are going to talk about the ways that we could practice gratitude. I just want to share you one of the best practices I've done with myself as I go through it, because I know that it's not always easy to be grateful for things. You know, it's not always easy because you move too fast, you don't realize what you're supposed to be thankful for, and you also encounter bad things that happen in your life that makes it impossible for you to be grateful of the things that you already have. And sometimes, mentally, we're overshadowed by the fact of comparison or comparing ourselves to others of the things that we've achieved. So, the reason being that I want to share with you these best practices is because I experience this most of the time. I experience a dip of gratitude, like a dip from practicing gratitude. Like, I would often find myself taking for granted the things that I already have and I used to wish for back in the day. And when we look into that, there are days that you would feel very, very demotivated to thank the universe for what you have because you think that it's not what you really wanted and it's not directed to the dreams that you have. Most of us, when we make our dreams, our goals, and our plans for the future, we make it big, you know. But that's the good part about it. Just dream big, goal big, and aim for the highest thing that you want to aim, because that's for you. That's what you can claim in your life and do for yourself. But whenever we do that, whenever we look far ahead in front of us, we don't see that the little things, the processes, the growth that we go through each and every day, the short-term ones, the small wins that we could celebrate, we forget them. We take them for granted because we see that that wasn't given to us today. It means it's not going to be given to us. No, it doesn't mean that way. Sometimes it just needs to take a lot of time for us to get there. And we end up not thinking and not being able to understand that the little things that we have right now are the things that could make and build those dreams that we have for ourselves. So, you know, for me, I do have those kinds of moments. For example, when it becomes, or when it talks about the topic of my podcast, every time that I finish a season of my podcast, every time that I feel demotivated to go on through the podcast, I would always think that, oh, I'm not doing anything worth good. I'm not doing anything that was, you know, is making a huge impact. And that's such a grave sin, actually, to my podcast and to my listeners, because there are people who listen to me. There are people who, you know, who take value in what I do right now. And to say that I'm not doing anything meaningful is such a grave sin. It's such a waste and taking them for granted. So that's not it. But that is a feeling, that's a normal feeling that you get to feel when you feel like whatever you're doing is not resulting and amounting to something big that you already want. The pressure of getting it and making it big is getting you to that point of not being grateful for the things that you already have. And I just want to share you some of the moments that I feel demotivated, some of the moments that I feel like I want to give up on a lot of things. The universe sends me a message of encouragement every time that I do that. Whenever I try to feel like giving up or just not doing my content creation because, you know, I don't seem to be getting big. I don't seem to be hitting that mark where I want myself to be. And I really just take for granted all the wins that I've had already about the podcast being nominated, having 2,000 listens or more, having a hosting gig that I've gotten because I tried something new. You know, those are the things that you might forget. Those are some little things because you don't see it. You don't see it as a win because you wanted to be something else. You wanted to be something more. So the universe always gets me back into place whenever I feel discouraged. And these simple messages mean a lot to me. And I want to share those appreciation to all of you listeners. And I know you're out there. Some of you have messaged me already that my podcast has helped you. And it was just great listening that you're a fan, a silent fan and everything. I am just so grateful because you have given me this strength to keep on going each and every time. And I know that you're there and I know that you listen to this podcast and I am grateful for you. So for all the times that I've let you down in my own head, in my own mind, I just want to apologize for that. But I do not want to take you all guys for granted. So one of the things I've learned for that is celebrating my wins. And if I haven't gone through that cycle of demotivation and trying so hard to get myself to be grateful all the time, I wouldn't even have thought of this new season about gratefulness and sharing with you my journey right now as I go through cycles of my life that makes it challenging for me to be grateful. So what are one of the things that keep or make it challenging for us to be grateful? So for me as a person, not being mindful enough of the things that go on in my life makes it hard for me. So when you live a life that is full of a lot of things, like when you teach kids, when you do your chores, when you do your school, you are often preoccupied by those kinds of things, right? And then when you do that, you feel very exhausted to even reflect on how your day has went. For me, I try my best to write it down in a journal, you know. I keep telling you that. So if you guys know any journals that you want to share it with me, you can share it with me. But and if you want to share me some journal entries that you have in your gratefulness and everything, please do let me know. But those are the things. Like, if you have a fast-paced life, you have a life that keeps on going and going and going, and most of your energy is going outwards towards something else, it just drains you out of a lot of things. And when you're not mindful of that, you forget that the good things that happen in your life. So, yeah. And again, I told you I was in a cycle. This feel like I was a zombie sometimes. They feel like I was an endless robot in a cycle of an endless life, that there's no point of doing the same thing every day and feeling demotivated. So I know that it just is a normal part of our lives when we feel like nothing is moving forward, but I guess that's what it is. You know, that's the process of living, the cycle that we go through. And the more that you practice doing this, the more that you practice gratitude, the more that we could train ourselves to be resilient enough to get through all these moments of demotivation, these moments of weaknesses in our own mental capacity to keep moving forward. And that's why this episode is born out of that, and I want to help you guys out. So how do I practice it? I guess I've told you multiple times as I write them down. One of the few things I've learned from a movie, but I've already been doing that. But if this is something that you want to try, because this is more concise and precise for you, is to write down your roses and thorns for the day. What are the best things that happened in your life today, the best things that you're thankful for, and the thorns, the things that you're least happy about. And you'll see that most of the time, the roses will overcome the thorns. The roses will make you feel so much more better than the thorns that you felt today. How has it helped me? It helped me in a lot of ways. Writing those down gives me that track record of how I've been feeling the past few months and days. And when you come back to those, you'd realize that, oh, there was so much youth in that, and you will be inspired to do more and be more in that current moment. So revisiting your past self and your emotions helps us more to understand and feel ready for whatever it is come in our future, because we've encountered those things and we know what to do with them. And then when you review it, when you see how your life has went, you know that most of the time things go the way you want them to go. So what I do is every other month, or whenever I have the time, whenever I have the mental strength and the capacity, the emotional strength and capacity to read my journals, I review my journals to see my progress and process the situations that has happened in my life more, and see what are the lessons that I could have learned. Maybe I've missed it. Maybe I missed this kind of lesson, because as I think a lot, you know, as a person, I think a lot. I do a lot of metacognitive thinking. So it means thinking about how I think. And one of the things that I noticed about myself is I like watching a series over and over again. I watched Modern Family for the nth time. Actually, I use Modern Family as a white noise until I fall asleep. So when I try to fall asleep, I just watch some of the clips and I actually remember what's going on. But here's the benefit of reviewing your journals, is that when you read something over and over again, you would see something that you've missed the first time around. So when I do that, when I watch Modern Family over and over again, I would still laugh at the same jokes, because I would get that there was something that was connected to it the previous episode or the previous scene. And it's just good, because you see that. You also see the little details, the little coherent details that there is, and the attention to the details that these writers have put into, and you realize, okay, that's such a witty joke, that's such a smart line, and it's really, really just funny. And that's how your life is. When you write it down, when you try to write it down, you'd realize that there are some details that you've missed in your life. So if you review them, if you see them, you go back to it, you'd realize, you would learn the lessons that you've learned again, but you would also learn a new aspect of it. So go review your journals if you have them. So it also helps things, or help you see the way you see things and all those. So yeah, and with gratefulness, I also manifest with it. You know, when I practice gratefulness, I also sit down with myself and try to manifest the life that I want for myself. And if you have the time, you should make the time, though, to make that happen, because it really just invokes this spirit of positive energy and vibrations that could bring you all the opportunities that you've been looking for in your life. It again, the mind is a powerful thing. If you practice it, if you work your mind all the time, it's gonna get you somewhere. It's always gonna be bringing you to a place of peace and happiness and strength when you do that. You try to manifest with all gratefulness. So what I do is that I manifest with it and see the things that happen currently that is somehow aligned to the future that I want, and I celebrate it by being grateful. Okay, so I've given you an assignment, a topic, or a thing that you could do last time in the last episode, where you write down 5 things that you want in your life, make it big, make it hard, make it a great goal, and you say, thank you, universe, for giving this to you, and feel it like it's yours already. One example of that I've been doing is that I did that for my Australian visa. I do have it, but and I'm still manifesting a lot of the things right now. I'm still thinking of the universe that I hope they open the borders by January. But I was manifesting that. I was manifesting that ever since January. I was praying to the universe to give that to me. So I keep saying, thank you, universe, for providing me a Australian visa. Thank you, universe, for giving me this. Thank you, universe, for that. And you know what? Come August, after 8 months of manifesting, I got it. I got the visa at a very, very unexpected time. And I was just so happy. And it felt so genuine. It felt so good. And it felt so great. So, and that's what I think the universe up until now, that they have given me the chance to celebrate that and have that. So if you want to try manifesting, keep manifesting. Write down a thank you journal of the things that you want to manifest in your life. And imagine that you already have it. Claim it. Claim the energy. Claim the power to have it. And at the end of the day, the second part of the assignment is to write down 5 things that you're grateful for. We're going to retackle that over today as you practice how to be grateful. So with all that, before we move on to the things that you could do to practice gratitude, let us take a break. I'll see you again in a few.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.
All right. Welcome back to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. So we're going to talk about how you can practice gratitude. I have 3 things for you. First off is notice the things and look for them and appreciate them. Notice good things, look for them, appreciate them. So notice, first one is be aware of the good things that's happening in your life. Focus on what are the things that make you happy. And even though how small it is, just appreciate them. Find time to just say thank you. If it's the morning coffee that you've always been having, the time for yourself to read a book, it may be the time for yourself to write in your journal, be thankful for that. Or the words that come out of your mouth that you think are great, you can write it down and thank the universe for giving you that kind of thought. And once you have those, once you appreciate them, savor it, you know, savor, absorb, and really pay attention to those good things. Savor the feeling of gratitude. Sit down and just marvel at the glory of gratitude, because gratitude is a powerful thing. Lastly, the third is express your gratitude towards yourself. Write it down or thank someone. So there are ways and so many things that we could be thankful for. And not only just outward things that we have, but also to ourselves, who's been trying and constantly growing as we move on with life. So the first one, as we notice, I told you, is that you notice it. Notice the good things. So how can we do that? How can we notice the good things in our lives? This is what I like to call thank you update, or which is the things that I told you, is that you list 5 things. So find things to be grateful for each day, 5 real things that you're thankful for, or truths you are at peace with. So this thank you update doesn't necessarily have to be the things that you have to be thankful for that happened to the day, but you can also have this as the 5 truths that you have that you're happy with, you're at peace with. For example, if I could say, thank you for giving me a family who accepts me, thank you, or I am happy and I appreciate myself for being gay. I appreciate myself for being this person and this light to everybody. So if you have those kinds of truths and things that you have to be thankful for, write them down. That's one way to practice gratitude. So that's one way to actually notice the good things that's happening in your life. And the second thing that you could do also is listing it down. It's almost like the thank you update, but listing it down is finding the time to look in deeper for the things that you really are thankful for. Find out what the universe granted and provided and bask in thankfulness and peace. Appreciate the entirety of the things that you are happy with. So list it down. This is going to take a lot of mental strength and capacity and emotional strength, actually, because this is where you have to sit down with yourself and enumerate the things that you already have that you're thankful for. You know, you can go as far beyond so many things. So far beyond five things that you're thankful for, not just today, but thankful for the rest of it. So if you're thankful for your family, if you're thankful for your brother because he was kind to you today, you're thankful for what? You're thankful for your sister who has provided you this kind of care and understanding, and thankful for your students because they taught you your lessons that you haven't learned in life. And thank you for your friends who's been with you through every journey of your life. And list them down, even though if you listened them down before, list them down again, because it will be reminding you of the good things that happened in your life, the good things that you can still have and already have. So list it down. So those are the things that you could do as you noticed it. And now, how do you savor the feeling of gratitude, though? So the second part was when you savor the feeling of gratitude, year one things. Why do we have to do it, though? Because these are the moments when you naturally feel right, happy, fulfilled, filled with gratitude. Moments when you say to yourself, oh wow, this is amazing. How great is this? And that you're filled with such joy and light inside your heart that you can actually be kind to everybody else because you've been feeling so grateful and gracious. And the best way to savor it is to actually just thank the universe. Thank you. Just say it. Express it out loud if you want to. Express it the way you could. So that boils down to the next part. Savoring it also translates into expressing gratitude. How can we express gratitude? You know, practicing, and one of the tips to practice expressing gratitude is share that spirit to other people around. You know, say thank you for all the little things that's been done for you, done to you, and all those. Express it. Say it as much as you can. Give them a little reminder that you appreciate them and what they have done. Don't be stingy. Gratefulness is free. Gratefulness is so, so available and abundant if you allow it to flow. So give it just that reminder. If you have a friend that you haven't talked in a while, maybe for like a few months, and you haven't met each other in a few months and you haven't caught up, you know, one thing that could is practicing gratitude, or one thing that you could practice gratitude by, is to catch up with them, get to know how they're doing, and say, you know what, I know I may not be present all the time, but I just want to say I appreciate you and appreciate you being part of my life. And if you do that, you would give them that sense of importance and fulfillment that, okay, I've been doing something great with my life. So, you know, you would make them feel very, very good. That's one way to practice that. And you don't really have to be stingy. You can say as much as you want. You can thank them specifically for the things that they've done for you, one by one. And it doesn't have to be so big, so grand. Even the smallest of things can make them feel good. Other than that, you can also express through asking someone to share with you the things that they're thankful for and share yours. Make it loud, express it if it makes you feel that way. So, you know, ask them, just take the time, sit down with some people and get to know what they're thankful for. And when you ask them that, you'd make them think, you'd make them happy, because they would reflect on themselves. They would reflect on their life, especially when people are living a really, really fast life and they don't really know what's going on this one. If you ask them to sit down with you and ask them what they're thankful for, they'll tell you. And they'd realize at the end of the day that they have a lot of things too. So not only that you help them and force them to practice gratitude and expressing it, you have helped them see the things and notice the good things that they lack seeing because they were too busy. So you also are spreading that goodness of practicing gratitude. So what else? How else can you express it? Show your appreciation to someone who did something nice. You know, just say the words, it really helped me out when you... So that's what I was trying to tell you. Share that spirit to other people around. Remind them of how you appreciate them. You can send them a letter, a text, and all that. Also, express gratitude by doing kindness. You can express it by... You do a favor, an act of kindness. This is the word where I would say pay it forward. You pay it forward to the people who've helped you. For example, if one person has helped you and then somebody you see and know needs help, you help them out because some person was grateful enough, was kind enough to help you out, and you're grateful for that. And you do the same thing because you want to help people. You want them to feel the same thing that you felt when somebody expressed that same kind of gratitude and kindness towards you. Pay it forward. That's the term for expressing gratitude by doing kindness. And this is not toxic. This is not the kind of utang na loob or compensation or that idea of reciprocity. But most of it is just altruistic in nature. It means it's something that you feel like doing because you've had so much of it. So again, the more you give gratitude, the more you'll have. Next, tell the people in your life how you feel and what they mean to you. I also told you about that earlier. So those are a few of the ways that you could do that. Because when you do that, when you say you appreciate someone, it really drives a really good feeling inside a person. I actually experienced that for quite a while, and it's just wonderful. And whenever people do that to me, whenever people say, thank you, you have helped me, and I appreciate my help, I just really feel like super grateful. And I just feel really, really happy. And I'm like, oh, no worries, no biggies. I just feel like helping. I really, you know, want it. So say what you mean. Just why don't you just live in that moment and bask in the glory of gratefulness and what it could teach us? And so last of it is one of the things that I actually also do is I know that we go through a lot, you know, this pandemic, this whole lot of things. Makes it hard for us to be thankful for what we have. We see chaos. We think it's too privileged if we thank ourselves for the little things that people could not be thankful for as well. And it may seem like it's a classist thing when you think for it, but sometimes we can't do anything about it. Most of the things that's been happening is out of our control, and practicing gratefulness is totally relative to the people who's doing it. So if you practice this more, this would also give you that idea, and it will also help you check your privilege. So if you practice gratitude, you would understand that there are other people who can't thank the universe for this because they don't have those kinds of opportunities. And that would guide you or guide most people and push most people to do more and to do more civic social responsible jobs and things that could help other people go up the whole thing, you know, bringing people up, the spirit of cooperation and everything. And one of the things that I do when I feel demotivated, because I told you there are challenges when it comes to that, and I won't blame you. And those challenges are going to be relative. They're going to be hard to fight for and all that. But what you could do is you alter your routine if you feel like you don't get the chance to be with yourself in a day. So alter your routine. Find ways that you could be able to notice the good things, practice those gratitude and expressing them and savor those feelings. Alter your routine, okay? Find ways. Be creative in the ways that you can project all those gratitude and feel and savor all those feelings as you go with your life. You know, it's going to be more of changing your morning coffee routine, trying to change some habits, drink more water, become healthy. Those are the things that you could do as you alter your routine, and you would realize as you go through it, all those journaling, all those being grateful for all those things, and those things that you try to alter, and when you put them in all those journals, you'll develop this healthy sense of self and also that self-esteem that we mentioned earlier in the first episode, that being grateful helps build your self-esteem. So as you become grateful for all the things that you've been doing and that movement forward towards growth, it makes you feel great, makes you feel good. So yes, I would just want to say that I am very thankful for a lot of things right now. I'm so thankful for all of you because you, my listeners, lovies, I call you my lovies, you have brought me to a place of happiness so many times. And I know I have done things that were thought of bad things because I don't feel like I'm doing enough. And I guess it's a normal thing because all people feel that sometimes, you know? But I just want to thank you, grateful for you guys that you have brought me in a place where you listen to me. And I'm just grateful to be heard, to be seen. And sometimes the reason, you know, that one of the reasons I did my podcast is because I also think we in psychology, there's what we call this shadow self. And this shadow self is something that not all people could see around me. And this podcast helps me just put it out there. My shadow self, the real me that's not always seen all the time because I'm too happy, I'm too crazy, I'm too all that with other people and how they could perceive me. But when it comes to my podcast, I feel very natural and real. And because of all you have given me this platform. So ending this note or this episode on this note, I want to thank you for all the things that you have provided me. And thank you for all the moments that you've brought me out of darkness, because I've been through a lot, and this podcast has helped me so much. You guys have helped me so much, and learning along the way. So I'm really, really excited to explain more of the journey of being gratitude towards this whole season. And I can't wait for you to meet all our special guests for our final three episodes of this season. Before we end, I want to say thank you again. And if you learned something on this podcast, and if you have, if you've got your journals, your thank yous and all that written down, you can send it to me and let me know how they are. And I can share it in my Instagram at Edouard Delim or at our Facebook page, Love, Growth, and Freedom. So guys, don't forget to listen to me. If you've learned something in this podcast and you've gained value and all that, you can follow me and subscribe to Love, Growth, and Freedom on Facebook. And you can also subscribe to YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and so many more. And Gorilla Podcast Syndicate, don't forget. So you guys could drop by, say hello, and send me a message, and join me in this journey of expressing gratitude. So you'll never hear the end of this. Again, thank you, lovies, and I'll see you again.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And if you want to know more, check out www.gorillapodcast.com.au or gorillapodcast.com.ph. A Gorilla Podcast Syndicate production. We are independent podcast network. We are Gorilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@gorillapodcastsyndicate.com.